Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on finding God's purpose for your life was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
And the Word of God will teach you how to cast down these imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You can do that. That's our spiritual weapon, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. And so we've got to meditate in the Word. And I'm telling you, the Word will just change you. Let me share this with you out of Mark chapter 4. If you've watched my television programs this last week, I was talking about some of this. But in Mark chapter 4 and in verse 26, Jesus gave a parable, and he was talking about the Word of God and how it works. And he said in Mark 4:26, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground." Before I get into this parable, let me just share with you that the Lord used a natural law, a natural system that he created. This is important because if he would have used some man-made system, well then man-made things can be circumvented. They can be cheated. You can use a shortcut, like in school. I bet you every one of us, there was times that we didn't pay attention, but you waited until the night before a test and you crammed for a test and you stored the information in your short-term memory and you passed the test, but today you couldn't pass that test if your life depended on it. You didn't learn it, you beat the system. But you know what? You can't cram for a harvest. You can't wait until the night before a harvest and go plant your seed and get a result. I was telling our Bible college students yesterday that I actually had a man in one of my Bible studies who got born again, and he had been the worst sinner in all of Baca County. And when he got born again, he got on the full gospel circuit, went to preaching and stuff, and he didn't have time to plant his seed because he was too busy for the Lord. So he just assumed that God would give him a supernatural harvest, and he went out, and the week before wheat harvest, he borrowed $500,000 worth of wheat and planted, I forget, 2 or 3 sections of land, 640 acres per section. And he planted all of this wheat seed, and when it didn't come up and he had no harvest and he had to pay $500,000 for the seed that he had just planted, he came to me and he was mad at God. Why did God let this happen? I was out preaching the gospel. Why didn't my wheat come up? And I said, because you planted it 1 week before wheat harvest. It doesn't work. There's laws that govern it. You have to obey it. And that's one of the reasons that God used this example of a seed, because there is seed time and then harvest. And most people aren't willing to do this. They just want to come up here and have the minister, the man of God, pray over you and wave your hand over you and you're going to get healed supernaturally. But you don't want to take time and plant the Word of God and renew your mind when the Bible says, Proverbs chapter 4, that the Word is health unto all of your flesh and life unto those that find it. If you'd take the seed of God's Word and put it in your heart and give it time, it would supernaturally produce. So he says in verse 27, "And he should sleep and rise night and day, and then the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how." Man, that's one of my favorite statements right there. Because when the Lord told me to quit school, everybody told me God will never use you unless you go to seminary and you learn and all this stuff. And God can't use you. And man, I depended on this. God, I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't know how it works. But I know that if I put this word in my heart, it's going to work. Amen. You don't have to understand the whole thing. And in verse 28, it says, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear." Do you know that this says that the earth brings forth fruit of herself? This phrase, of herself, is the Greek word automatos, and it's the word we get automatic from, or automatically. Did you know that this is just automatic? It works every time. You take a seed and you put it in ground, and if the ground is the right temperature and if it's got moisture, there is just a miracle that takes place between this seed and this ground. They've actually taken seeds that were in the Pharaoh's tombs for 4,000 years and nothing has happened, and they've planted them and boom, they grow. It's miraculous. And it just happens automatically. The ground is our heart. And notice here, it didn't say that the seed brings forth. It says the ground brings forth. This is something it just dawned on me about a year ago. That, you know, we'll sit there and say, this little acorn, did you know that there's a huge oak tree in this acorn? That's not true. The acorn has something in it that God created, but it activates the ground. It's the ground that produces the oak tree. It's the ground. It's the earth that brings forth fruit. God created dirt with supernatural stuff in it. I've had a person tell me, you are as plain as dirt. Now I take that as a great compliment. Amen. Because dirt is awesome. You know, if you go back to the book of Genesis, God created, there's three different words used for creation in Genesis 1 and 2. One means to create from nothing. That's Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created from nothing the heavens and the earth. But then there's another Hebrew word that's used, and it means to create from something that already exists, to form. And then there's a third word that means to build. When it says that he created Eve, he took that rib and created her. That word means to build. So did you know technically when you say that woman is really built, that's a very scriptural term. It may not be used in the right way, but it is scriptural, amen. But my point is, he created everything from nothing. He created dirt. And then from the dirt, it says, out of the ground, he formed every beast of the field. Did you know God did not create them individually? He had them in dirt. In dirt was elephants and tigers and lions, and every animal was in the dirt. And our body, he created our body out of dirt. He didn't create it from nothing. It was already in the dirt. Everything that's in the human body came from dirt. And when you die, this body goes back to dirt. But my point is, see, God didn't make a new creation. He just took what he had already created, what was already in dirt, and formed it into all of these animals, into our bodies. The potential was already in that dirt. And you know, dirt, it's just miraculous. You can put a fence post in dirt. And did you know that dirt will start eating that fence post? If you leave it there, it'll literally eat that fence post trying to give life to it. This is miraculous, the way that God created things. Think how much dirt there is in the earth. And yet that dirt has the potential. I mean, it is supernatural, but it needs something, a catalyst to activate it. And that's what the seed is. The seed, somehow or another, activates that ground. If you had barren ground, if you had ground that had been sowed with salt or something like that, did you know that that seed won't do anything? The seed just activates the ground. And if the ground is barren, if it's lacking nutrients, it will stunt what that seed can do. So the seed is the Word of God. The ground is your heart. And brothers and sisters, in your born-again spirit, God has already placed everything that you will ever need. You've got it all. You are complete in Him, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. You are already complete. The average Christian is praying and asking God to do something when the truth is, when you got born again, God put everything within you. All you need is a seed to draw that out. And that's what the Word of God is. If you would renew your mind by the Word of God, be transformed through the renewing of your mind, you would prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. The Word of God is just essential. And I am shocked when people come to me and ask for something, and I'll say, well, what scripture are you standing on? And most of the time they don't have a clue. Or they'll say something like, well, doesn't the Bible say somewhere that by His stripes we were healed? By His stripes we are healed or were healed? Is that in the Old Testament or the New Testament? You know, that's like a woman wanting to get pregnant and she just goes stands next to a man and thinks that'll do it. That's not how it works. You got to plant a seed. The scripture says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God that lives and abides forever. And the word for seed there is spora, the Greek word spora, where we get spores from. That's how a flower pollinates. And spora is a derivative of the Greek word sperma, where we get the word sperm from. In the same way that you have to plant a seed in order to have a child. We would think a woman is absolutely crazy who's praying for a child but will not have a physical relationship with a man. That's not how it happens. I've prayed for hundreds, thousands of people who were barren to have children. But then after I pray, I say, God's doing His part. You do your part. Amen. You go home and act on the Word of God. But you aren't going to have a virgin birth. There was only one virgin birth. You got to have a seed that's sown. And if a woman was trying to get pregnant without having a seed sown, you'd think she's crazy. And yet how many Christians are trying to receive from God and you haven't sown the seed? Oh, God, heal me. Well, what scripture is saying? Well, I don't know. Could I just drink this water after a woman who is pregnant? Will that work? No. Amen. You're going to have personal interaction, personal contact. You need to know the Word. It needs to conceive on the inside of you. And if you put these two things together, if you become a living sacrifice, which is just your reasonable duty, and then you renew your mind according to the Word of God, I can guarantee you, you'll be transformed from something that's earthbound to something that can fly, something that's ugly to something that's beautiful. Man, God will change your life.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Created for a Purpose. This series was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference and includes three sessions taught by Creflo Dollar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM299 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, you've been listening to this radio and I know it's touched you. People's lives are being changed. And I'd like to ask you to just sow some seed and help us to reach out and touch more people. We are on radio stations all over the United States, of course, television and other things, and it just costs a lot of money to deliver the gospel to people. So I'd ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. A grace partner is a person who gives on a monthly basis but doesn't receive material back. You're just giving to help us reach out. So pray about it. If the Lord leads you, then please become a grace partner with us today.